pupils at Hampthwaite Primary School are now enjoying the great outdoors in their very own sensory garden. Inspired by visits to Henshaw's Arts and Crafts Centre in Knaresborough, it features everything from fabric flowers to musical instruments. Andrew Phoenix, head teacher of Hampthwaite Primary School, talked to Stray FM about the ideas behind the garden.
The children have been very busy this term, year 3-4 mainly, and they've been working on our school garden. We have a long-standing link with Henshaw's over in Knaresborough, and the children often visit there and meet the art makers. They've been inspired by the sensory garden over at Henshaw's, and when they looked at our school garden and said, well, you know, this looks a bit sad and a bit empty, could we do something with the school garden? Because our topic is Go Green, and it's about the environment this term. So we said, yes, okay, what can you do with the garden? And they came up with all sorts of fantastic ideas.
The project at Hampthwaite Primary was also helped out by David Wilson Homes, who are currently building homes at Grange Park. They provided materials and labour for the project. Sales manager Leona Hardcastle and site manager Ken Embleton explain why.
Yeah, we always like to work within the local community. What we've done is we've donated some posts, some pipes, and we've also built some concrete sculptures as well, which the kids are going to do mosaics on, which I think is lovely.
It was something that obviously the company wanted to get involved in, and it's something that we tend to do, whether it's junior ages or whether it's the older sort of senior schools, to try and sort of show people what we do for a living, you know, that building sites are. They're not a playground, it's, you know, it is a development area. It's not somewhere to go play around in, but it gives sort of people a bit of an insight into what we do.
They're also hoping that this could inspire children of the future to get into trades that are needed on building projects.
Kids don't seem to get involved due to the fact is that they play on PlayStations and they play on Game Boys, and, you know, the days of building something in your garden they don't seem to do anymore. But, you know, we are getting shorter and shorter of every industry and every trade at the moment. So, yeah, it's something that we could push, and it's something we're trying to push to get more people involved in it.
And we also, obviously, had to meet the children of Hampthwaite Primary School. So to tell us about their favourite parts of the garden is 8-year-old James, 8-year-old Martha, 8-year-old Tegan and 9-year-old Finley.
So who's going to set a good beat?
Oh,
come on,
me.
Then, you start one off.
Me.
Hang on, and then just join in a little bit.
We've done loads of fantastic logimals. The logimals are animals which are made out of logs. It is fantastic. Henshaw's brought us some different type of flowers, and there was loads of different type of plants that we could smell and touch and feel, and they've brought a few.
We've got some rope and tied some copper bars to it, and when you hit them it makes some sounds. And we did some plates and stuff, so when you bang them, it makes more sounds.
So we've got something called a boom whacker. They make low noises and high noises. A junk orchestra is basically where we get things from around the school and make it into music.
You can see pictures of the garden and read more about it at strayfm.com/home.